Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Tegan.
And welcome to Good Time.
Not a Long Time.
A weekly comedy podcast where we rant, do random quizzes, discuss the latest news, and give up questionable advice. But first, here is the rundown.
In this week's episode, Ellie has been doing some speed.
What I would like to add is Ellie's already got to go on a speed awareness course.
Leon talks about the future.
My future's ruined.
And Tegan experiences a new way to play poker.
A poker chip accidentally fell into a vagina.
Now that wasting anytime, let's get straight into the podcast. Long time no see again. It's been a while.
I was working.
Yeah, she says. But the UK has been hit with some incredibly, well, not severe, but, you know, incredibly warm temperatures at the moment. You know, we're having our heat waves all in one month, it seems.
So excited. I want to get a tan. Because I was thinking about going on tanning beds and that this has just cured some problems for me. And I've learned all about the UV index. Do you know about the UV index? Oh my God, right. Okay. So the UV index is rated on, I think it's on a scale of 1 to 11, right? Which is still random, but anyway, mainly 1 to 10. And so 1 to 2 is classed as like the UV is low. 3 to 4 is like average. Or something, 4, no, 3 to 5 is average. 6, no, 5, oh, I don't even know, right? Whatever. 11 is extreme, like it's taking the piss. But anything basically above a 5, you are going to get a tan, even if it's cloudy, right? Look, on the weather app, it has the UV index. Get fucking out. It tells you when to wear sun cream if you want to. I'm not going to because I want to get a fucking tan. So I'm going to burn like a crisp.
Knowing your luck, you won't get a tan. You'll get a sunburn.
Yeah. So that's fun. Yep. But yeah.
So not only next week will you be boiling because it's going to reach 30 odd degrees next week in the UK. But you'll also be walking around with probably blisters on your shoulders and legs and back.
It's only a 6 or 7 today, so it's not too bad.
It's actually quite chill. It's tamer than it has been before. I think it's only around 20 odd degrees.
Fuck off. I'll roar at you.
Does it make any sense?
So, should I give my life updates?
Let's do it, you know, because it has been a while since you've been on.
So I'll do my own little rundown. Me and Ellie mainly could have caused a crash. I'm not going to share that other big news. That's my dad's news and I can't share that. I have now got a crystal ball. Let's not talk about it.
You're back to your witchy stuff.
No, that came. So I have the tarot magazine that I get every month and it fucking came. And I've got a crystal ball. I don't even know what to fucking do with it. Like, okay. Like, it's just sat on the side.
Future.
It's just sat on the side looking at me like, the fuck? I had a water fight in work and was literally banned from doing the door because I was that drenched. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then all the way through the water fight, Link told me to get off the door because I was trying to get in to get her back. And I kept going. Then I was going, bad dog. I was going, bad dog. Get down, bad dog. Stay back.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
There's not really much else to share, to be fair. All my older children are about to lose.
Oh, that is a shame.
I'm going to cry.
You know, it's just
gonna
life.
Cry. One of the little girls. Oh, no. Oh, my God. The biggest life news. So the other day I was in the baby room and there's one of the preschoolers who's leaving and like she's so cute, but she seems really nervous to leave. So she was just watching me at the gate. So I was like, you can come on this side. I'll let you. It's okay, babes. So she came on the side with me. And I was talking to her, she wanted to pick up one of the babies. I went, oh no, don't do that. Like, you'll drop him, like, don't do it. I like, no. And I said to her, do you want to be a woman when you're older? She looked at me in the face. She went, no. And I thought, yes, bestie. Yes, bestie. She knows where it's at. And then I said, do you want to be a doctor? She was like, no. So do you want to be a scientist? And I went through loads of jobs. And then I went, do you want to be a teacher? And then she went, yeah, I want to be you.
Oh, wow. Well, she best get her, like, anxiety meds ready if she wants to be you.
Crippling anxiety. It's brilliant.
Yeah. You know, you briefly went over it, but I feel like we should go in it a bit more, and that is the fact that you and Ellie caused a crash on a major road.
Okay, so did we cause it? I don't know. Anyway, so...
Oh, yeah, no, you did.
So I was really bored and Ellie and I decided to do a spontaneous trip.
Yeah, it was very last minute.
Yeah, we went to McDonald's, we went to Home Bargains, B&M, one of the two, I never know. And then we thought, let's go to Trafford, right? But first we're going to the Tesco at Salford. So we were driving on these lanks and the lights were literally either just about, I don't even know, because I don't drive. I'm passenger, not driver. So Ellie then like says, oh God, they're going to change, slams on. So we stop, like literally, I should claim for whiplash to be fair. joking.
You need the money.
But the second car stops, right? Doesn't touch Ellie's car. Ellie's car's absolutely fine. But then the third car hits the second car. So then Ellie's like, oh my, we heard the thud and we thought, have they just hit us? And we look back and we're like, oh no, the car's fine. And then I'm like, no, the third car, like we were like, what the fuck's happened? And Ellie's like, oh no, I think they've had a crash. Right. So then I'm like, Ellie, just drive the car. Just go. Like you haven't.
Yeah, she should have just drove.
This is not your problem. Like this is not for you to be dealing with. Because if it was your fault, the second car would have hit you, right?
Yeah.
So then the guy in the second car comes over and he starts having like a little bit of a hissy fit and is like, there's a baby in the car, right? So we obviously thought the second car had a baby in the car. No, it was the third car that had a baby in the car, right? And then that made Ellie upset and Ellie started crying and I'm just sat there in the car like watching Ellie have to like give a driver's license like information and stuff and I'm just there like, I can't get out of this car because I'm going to ruin it because it'll be like an in-between this moment, the fucking door will come off its hinges. So I'm just watching like, she needs a hug, like she's crying. And then I phone my mum and I'm like, she's not going to get done, she's not going to like get arrested or like lose her license. I was like, no. And I'm like, okay. So then the third woman, the one with the baby, was absolutely fine. She's like, don't worry about it. It was just a piece of machinery. It's fine, honestly, don't worry.
Because she knows full well it was her fault.
Yeah, she was in the wrong. But Ellie felt really guilty and it was kind of chaotic, to be honest. And then there's been two more incidents with people in cars in my life that I'm not dealing with in my life at all. I'm classing it as the third thing because the second one, fuck that shit. Fuck it.
Whilst all this was happening, I was just there with my family chilling. We were watching a movie. And then you know, I noticed that I was just getting like spammed with messages from it. I was like, well, I'm going to have to answer them because, you know, what if, I don't know, something's happened. And lo and behold, something did happen. And you were just... I think you just casually mentioned it as well. I was like, so Ellie's just caused a crash. I was like, what?
The thing is, like, what I will say is probably an experienced driver would probably have just gone through. But what I would like to add is Ellie's already got to go on a speed awareness course. So she, because of the East Lancs, she didn't want to get caught going through a red on the East Lancs. You know what I mean?
There's two traffic light cameras. Other than that, you can pretty much risk it for a biscuit. The two traffic light cameras are on opposite ends of the East Lank, so...
Yeah, well, big lol. She didn't risk it for a chocolate biscuit and she goes to
But she should have just drove off because it wasn't...
I said, I don't even know why she spoke to me. I'd just gone, all right, fuck you then. Okay, there's a baby in the car. Is the baby dead? No, the baby was absolutely fine. I'd be like, all right, okay, don't care. Cool.
Yeah, it's down to the other two cars, to be fair. It's down to the other two cars. And the third car was at fault. So it's those two cars which should, you know, exchange their insurance details and get the information. Ellie should have just drove off because her car didn't get into
it. Well, then Ellie had to then draw a picture of the crash. That, in theory, how could you draw a picture of it? Because she didn't see it. She just heard it. Like, it's behind her. But anyway, had to draw a picture for the second man's insurance. So,
Well, all very hectic stuff.
It's quite funny, though.
I have a small update on my life, which, you know, you and Ellie already know about. And that is that I have joined a political party.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a feeling that if I were to ever run for office or run for Member of Parliament, I think this podcast would stop that entirely. But we're still going to do it anyway. But yeah, I've joined a political party. I'm not going to say which one it is because we're not a political podcast. So I don't want to split any our audiences in half or
whatnot. Have you heard the new scandal about Boris Johnson?
The new one?
There's loads in there, but one of the new ones. Anyway, they're all kind of new, really. I've not been following the news, but my dad was telling me about one that years ago he sexually harassed someone or sexually assaulted, I don't know, one of the two. And then she was going to come out when he became Prime Minister, and then he was like, oh, here's a job in Parliament. That's really good. Don't do that. Yeah. What a lovely guy. I'll never get over when Liz said he was cuddly. Yeah, I bet he is. Unwantedly.
So I have joined a political party and I have every intention next year. I still need to, you know, get the experience and do the campaign and stuff. I still need to get into contact with them. I haven't, because every single time I finish work, it's out of office hours, so I can't get into contact with them. But I have every intention next year, or maybe the year after, because I might have overstepped the threshold, but I will be running for councillor of this area, which is a scary thought.
What does that do?
Well, you know, it's your local council, isn't it? You know, they sort out the bins and stuff and housing permissions and things.
Do you get paid for it?
You get a monthly allowance.
Yeah, but do you get that for you? Allowance.
It's not to do whatever, it's to help out the community.
Oh, no, I mean, do you get paid like a salary?
No, it's an allowance.
Oh, fuck that.
Councillors don't get paid a salary. But it's because...
Fuck it.
You do it alongside your job.
But if you're a councillor, would that mean that you get a place in Parliament? Or am I thinking something? I don't know.
No, that's Member of Parliament.
Oh. A certain someone we know, who I would name and shame, because she's a fucking... has literally all over Facebook slagged off children getting free school meals. Okay, bestie. Okay. Slagged off, they've been the living wage thing, haven't they? I don't even know. They've all been given £300 something, haven't they? People who are on universal credit, right? She slagged that off. I just think, don't be a closeted Tory. Come out and say the truth. Say it with your chest. Don't make all these comments saying, another reason not to work. Fuck off. Fuck off. Have you seen how much fucking butter is? You think £300 going to cover that? Fucking dealers are selling butter these days. Do you know what I mean? Lurpak, £9.
£9.
Do you know what I mean? Fuck that. And also, you're slagging off the wrong people. Just because they're on universal credit does not mean that they don't work. You know, she was slagging off, she said, in one of the comments she put on, it makes me laugh when they get free childcare. Now, here is something I want to share. I get it. When you look at it, they're getting free childcare. Yes, it's not fair. I do admit. I do believe that parents who work should get some sort of some more support with childcare fees, because at my place, it's £52 a day. That is ridiculous. I couldn't even afford that. And I work there. But you're telling me a child who, it's not their fault they're fucking alive, shouldn't have access to the same of parents who do have money. That's not fair. That's incorrect. The whole reason why the two-year-old funding exists is simply because that means that parent can't afford enough, and if they don't work, you're trying to bridge the poverty gap. Thank you very much. Yes. You fucking stupid slag. I don't care. I don't care. It proper angered
very
me.
Very passionate.
It angered me. Especially when, not even 4 years ago, Bestie was all like, give people what they want. People are so amazing. Everyone, basically borderline communist. And now she's changed the tune. Fuck off. And then it made me laugh, because in the comment, and I just, it proper fucking tickled me pickle. She said, it makes me laugh these days. These days, Bestie, you wasn't even asked. You was a child not even that long ago. Shut up. If he was in your 30s, fair enough. But you've just turned 20. She's 19. She's not even turned 20 yet. Fuck off. These days. And that pissed me off about, who the fuck do you think you are? You've only lived one life. These days. What the fuck? Also, but then she's a what I don't get is, I think, from what I remember, she's a Labour fan. Labour would do more than give fucking kids free school meals, mate. Fucking everyone be on fucking free meals. Fuck off. Labour love it. Labour just borrow money and just give it to... That's why I love them. I think they're great. But you can't be saying shit like this and then be supporting shit like that. It makes no sense.
I know.
Closet Tory. Just admit you want the children to starve at Christmas. Just admit it. Admit it. You would slap a biscuit out of an orphan if we paid for it. You would. You'd be like, fuck you. That's what you'd do. You'll buy me from your shop next time. I don't give a fuck. Fuck your shop. Tell your dad. I don't give a fuck.
Oh. Well, hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast.
But we're not a political party. It's fine.
We're not.
Do you know what made me laugh, though? Is when she shared this, someone who else we went to school with, only for a short while because she left, but she is... a young mum, no problem with that, but doesn't work, so definitely on universal credit, which is not, I'm not slandering, that is what it is. But she liked the post. I thought, bitch, she's slagging you off. Don't like it. You should start beef. Call her out, because I'll defend you.
Would you, though?
I would, actually.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I know those, but universal, fuck it, I don't care. It makes some people with the amount of taxes we pay, all right, well, stop slandering the people who need it.
We're not political. Moving on.
Not a political party at all. A podcast.
I wonder which political party I joined.
Do you know who I like? Who? Not the Monster Rave and the New Party. I do love them. I actually they're icons. But the fucking the Green Party. Do you know why? Because honestly, I think they smoke that much fucking drugs that they just live in Cookie Land. I'll never get over their manifesto last time. She wanted to like borrow like £6 billion just to do some fucking random shit. And I was like, are you okay? I was like, do you think people are going to vote for that? Like genuinely. But they just love it. I think it was like, save the trees. I was like, babes.
$6 billion to save the trees.
Like, there's children literally fucking starving. But they were going to legalise weed, so, you know, I mean, I guess people would vote, you know?
Yeah, well, the
really
jubbies.
Saving trees there.
Just on a small turnaround, I had a dream a couple of days ago, which I'd say it was a dream. It was more of a nightmare. And it was weird because it was the first time that I've had something like this. And that was, you know, we all know that sometimes we have a dream about we're back in school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a horrific experience because... I don't know whether you're going through your GCSEs again or you're going through like a little drama. You know, you will have a dream about being back in school.
Do you?
I had a dream a couple of days ago that I was back in school, but it was a private boarding school.
Did you get bummed?
No. So I had a dream about that and it was an absolutely horrific experience because I went to like all my individual classes and everybody was like all stuck up and all posh. It kind of reminds me of being back at that college, which I'm not going to mention, that I had an absolutely horrific experience at because everybody
I pre-warned him and he didn't listen.
Because it was highly rated and it was... It was a good college. It's just that everybody was obsessed with what grades that they got at GCSEs and I just could not be asked with it. Like, there was a hierarchy structure based on, I got a 9 in GCSEs. Oh, well, I got an 8. It's like, go away. Yeah, so I had a dream that I went to boarding school and it was a really stressful experience because in my dream, I was like, I think £1,000 per term and, you know, I was panicking. So I was like, I can't afford the next term. It wasn't like I was a teenager again. No, in my dream, I left my job to go back to college to get like, you know, another college qualification. But I decided to go to a private boarding school. But I was panicking that I wouldn't have enough funds in my bank account in order to fund that. And I was like, oh, should I go back to my company? I was like, no, my company's not going to accept me back because I left. And I was panicking because I was like, my future's ruined. So, yeah, that was my nightmarish experience. And also as well, it was like the classes, the first class that I went to was like an all-girls class because apparently in my dream, this private boarding school was split between, yeah, either all boys or all girls. And I accidentally went to an all-girls class and then the teacher was there like, you shouldn't be here, but we're going to, you know, I guess you'll just be part of this class anyway. So I was part of this all-girls class. And then when I went back into my dormitory, I had a very interesting roommate who... would try to convince me to do drugs. And it was honestly, it was a really weird and wacky experience in this dream. And I never want to dream about it again. I woke up in, well, I was going to say in cold sweats. That's an exaggeration. But I woke up like, no, I've still got my job at this company. And I'm not back in school. I'm not decided to ditch everything and go to a private boarding school. So I hope you enjoyed that.
I did, to be fair.
Anyway, I think it's our time to move on to In What World?
In this world.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each, then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This week's Chop Stories. Whiskey made out of anal glands. Eat the rich.
Yes.
And tourist falls into Mount Vesuvius. I'm Leon, and this is In What World?
In this world, sorry.
Our first top story, a distillery called Tamworth Distillery has created a whiskey made from beavers' anal glands. Oddly enough, the oil, which is used in imitation vanilla, tastes like raspberries, but you do not need to worry because no beavers were harmed. The Tamworth Distillery is also known in creating a whiskey called, from green crabs, and it's a good thing, essentially, because green crabs outcompete native crabs and are essentially destroying the environment. So if you wanted to help out the environment, you could order a green crab whiskey, which will set you back about $65. Yeah, so Tamworth Distillery creating a whiskey made out of beaver anal glands. Would you try it?
Not for that price, but if it gets me pissed and someone gave it me, yeah, fuck it. I was sat downstairs before, I was like, it's fucking sunny. Why has no one got a fucking alcoholic beverage in their hand? Like, you're taking the piss. The whole point is you get twatted. It's fucking sunny. Yeah. Fuck me.
The good old British culture, whenever the sun comes out, shirts off.
Do you know, would you believe there's people in England who deny the fact that we have a binge drinking culture? Now, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's not normal to go anywhere else and fucking be like, see 14-year-olds getting twatted on a park. Like, it's not normal. It's not normal that as soon as the sun comes out, yeah, everyone has to get fucking leathered. But you know what? I love that culture. I am that culture. I embody that culture.
We know. You even do a drunken night on a weekday, on a work day as well.
Yeah.
That's how extreme you go. But to anybody who doesn't believe in the drinking culture in the UK, all you need to do is just type in pubs in Google Maps. Look at the entire United Kingdom and just see a wave of just red markers everywhere. That is the drinking culture in the UK.
And that's what I'm fucking thinking about clubs.
On every single corner.
Love it. Yep. I love it. Do you think other countries do pub crawls?
Maybe. I mean, maybe Germany. I know that Germans have quite a big drinking culture as well, but they're more tame, I'd say. It's like they drink a lot, but they don't get as drunk as we do. That's the problem. But yeah, anyway, in other news, an ice cream truck is selling popsicles shaped like billionaires and has titled them Eat the Rich.
Oh, icon.
And an artist collective in Brooklyn is selling these popsicles shaped like billionaires, including Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, with the tagline Eat the Rich. However, it's a bit controversial and quite ironic that it's called Eat the Rich, because each popsicle is worth $10.
Fuck that.
For you to eat the rich. So it's a bit like, you know, great gimmick, making a massive profit out of it. So it's like, oh, well, it doesn't make any sense if you're selling them for like $10 each. I have seen them, though, and they do look quite nice. I would try one if I was there. However, the company who's making them are saying that they're only going to be doing this promotion until Wednesday. So it's a very limited time thing. So if anybody wants to have an Eat the Rich popsicle and wants to spend $10 on a popsicle, quickly make your way down to New York City before the time's up.
I want one.
The thing about this, though, is that, you know, you could easily just recreate them when they're done with and sell them for much cheaper. I'm sure someone's going to do that. But yeah, Eat the Rich.
Literally, no, please do. Fucking, I would love to fucking scran Jeff Bezos. Oh my God,
in many
yes.
other ways as well, I bet.
Bill Gates, do you know what? He actually is a bit dilfy. And he's a problem man, but
I know it's hot and everything, but have a drink of water.
Sorry.
Stop being thirsty.
Can't help it.
Stop being thirsty. Right, anyway. So our final news story for this week, a US tourist has been injured by falling into Mount Vesuvius after taking a selfie. It was an American tourist and he sustained minor injuries after he fell into the crater. He was 23 years old and his family reached the 1,281 meter high summit of the volcano towering over the southern Italian city of Naples after bypassing a visitor turnstile and proceeding along an out-of-bounds path. So they shouldn't have been there in the first place, but they went there anyway. The man was taking a selfie, according to local press reports, when his phone slipped out of his hand and into the mouth of the volcano. He then descended into the crater in an attempt to get his phone back, only to fall several meters after losing his balance. So,
is he alive
pretty
or
much,
dead?
Well, he's alive and he's sustained minor injuries. But pretty much, this American tourist went into an out-of-bounds area, climbed Mount Vesuvius, took a selfie, his phone fell in the lava, he tried to get it back and he fell.
How do these fucking dickheads live?
I don't know.
I have no sympathy. That's all I have to say, just no.
You know, I know that everybody talks about their phone being their life, but if my phone fell into the mouth of a volcano, I think I'd be like, okay, that's... I'm probably okay to, you know, buy a new phone. I'm not going to go get that. It's his fault, and I have no remorse, no sympathy at all.
No, I don't. What a fucking idiot. He actually deserves to fucking fall into the lava himself.
He's lucky to be alive, that's all I'm going to say. But that was all of our news stories for this week. Now, I think it's time to move on to Tegan's segment, Agony Ant.
Is it? Because I've not got anything. Okay, Okay, I've got one.
Hit me with your best shot.
Bow, now, now, why don't you hit me with your best shot? Last night, I was naked and playing poker with my wife. A poker chip accidentally fell into a vagina. Are there any chances of pregnancy?
Is there any chance of a pregnancy? Okay. And also, how were they playing poker, essentially, that a chip managed to fall in that place?
But the actual official response has made me laugh. I'm going to have to read it out. This is on the same like photo. Obviously, you are a novice player. Stick to the table and ensure you do not swallow the chip either way, vagina or the gullet. A pregnancy will not occur. Chips do not contain sperm. But it's the, obviously, you are a novice player.
Yeah, obviously. Clearly, you don't understand the rules of poker that much.
It basically depends. Did you ejaculate onto the chip beforehand or not?
And also, it depends, like, how were you playing with the poker chips in the first place? Was you literally just playing poker or were you doing something else?
What I don't know is how it's going to... Oh, obviously, you don't have a... I don't know how that go. Oh.
Is it lodged? Because if it's lodged, then it didn't fall there, did it?
This is what I mean. I don't get how it could have...
I have a feeling.
But even still, that's one fucking big vagina hole. Like, this is what I'm trying to say. Like I don't get how that... That's like a cigarette in a fucking ginnel. Like, I don't understand... What? How would that even fit? Yep. What? That wouldn't fit up there. It'd just be that without force. That's some pressure.
I'm going to say that they weren't playing poker. They were getting experimental with the poker chips. And now they're scared that it's lodged in there because
That's scary.
I think that's what's happened. And they're trying to play it off as it just fell in.
I've got a pain. Oh, that hurts. Just think about. Yeah. No, that's not okay. Also, why do people share this? Oh my God.
I don't know. Well, was it anonymous?
Yeah. But why would
Because if it was anonymous, then it makes sense. So what would your advice be then?
Stop playing poker. That's my advice.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to be pregnant unless she fucking jizzed on it.
And even then, I'd say it'd be a bit difficult unless it was fully lodged in there, you know?
Yeah. Like, I just don't... No. People are so strange. Another one. I've got another one.
Oh, wow. Double whammy.
Why do squirrels always seem to run away from me? Someone's then carried on. This carries on saying, clearly their nut hoarding problem is a cry for help. But they seem to run away when I got too close. I can't handle the mixed message anymore. Please help.
Okay.
From a fucking squirrel.
I think that's their... I think it's natural for them to do that. I don't think they're, racist against humans.
Isn't it not
Unless
squirrels?
They are.
Is it not squirrels that when you touch them, you own them? Like, I'm sure they have, like, a thing, like, if they're actual... Say, like, yeah, you touch a baby squirrel, their mother will fucking kill it, like, so you have to, like, take it in and look after it. I'm sure that's the case.
I don't know.
I'm sure...
I think, I know that it's a bit of a myth with birds and stuff. Like, you know, people believe that if they touch the nest that the mother's going to kill the bird. But there's a bit of a myth behind it because essentially you're more disturbing it than you are actually killing it.
Oh, maybe not actually. But there's one animal that, like, it's illegal to own in the UK, but if it's you accidentally touch it, it gets your scent, like, it just loves you, and like, then you have to get, like, permission to own it, and then you're allowed to, but you've got to, like, look after it and stuff.
Everybody has, like, an infatuation with, you know, owning an exotic animal. For example, an otter. Otters are popular for people wanted to own. Another thing is a fox as well. But when I look at those videos, I think, oh yeah, you know, they're cute and everything, but I would not want to own one of them. I would not want to take care of that because who can be arsed with that stress? They're too energetic for me. They need too much care, too much attention. I've just not got the time.
Do you know the only wild animal I would want to keep as a pet? That's
a pig.
So there's two. I would love a pig. Like, I think pigs are great. But I'd obviously like I would love to live on a farm, to be fair. I don't want to do the work. I just want to go and play with them for an hour and then leave. Like, do you know what I mean? Yep. But the big guinea pigs, I can't pronounce it. You know what I mean? Them fuckers. They are so cool.
Capybaras.
Yes, they are so cute.
You can't even take care of your own guinea pigs. Never mind a big, fat, massive...
Fuck off. Yeah, I can.
Massive version.
I fucking can. They are fine. They are fed, watered and cleaned.
What is it? They are really nice animals. I was trying to think of what exotic animal
pigs.
I would have.
Oh, no. Oh, pig.
Have you ever told you a story that at one point my family were looking at farms in the UK, or my dad was anyway?
Stop it.
Like, when I was much younger.
Oh, my God, no, because imagine I could have... Oh, no, because I wouldn't want to send them off to be killed. Oh.
Well, that's part of it. Have you watched Clarkson's Farm?
No.
There's a segment in it where Clarkson, he raises these sheep. He has an absolute nightmare with them. But when they get off to get slaughtered, he gets quite emotional about it. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But I think he still ends up eating them anyway.
Oh, no. Like, I'd do a sheep farm because I could get all the wool and make my own wool and then, like, knit with my... That's so cool. Oh, cows, but I'd only have, like, female cows so I could, like, milk the cows. That I'd get... Oh.
Right. Hold on. I shouldn't really say this because I do know that my Latvian friend is going to be listening to the podcast. As part of us... So we're going to be... She's coming over to the UK to have, like, a little holiday in the UK, a little bit of experience. And at the weekend, I'm taking her to the Lake District, which she already knows about. She doesn't know what we're going to do in the Lake District, but... One of the things that I've signed us up for is meeting alpacas. We are going to be going and meeting, petting, feeding alpacas. And yeah, I just forgot they were a thing. I forgot that alpacas were an actual animal until I saw the activity. So that is one of the activities that we're
also
going to be doing.
Pigs. Do you know how fucking clever pigs are?
They've got the mind of a 3-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what a pig now. And the best part is they fucking eat everything. So if you ever kill someone, just fucking feed the pig.
That took more of a sinister turn than I was hoping for.
You know me. Always got to go there. Always.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, you know, if you couldn't finish any of your food, you could just feed it to the pig. No, it had to involve murder.
Oh, do you know how clever they are as well? They use mud as sunscreen. Oh, no, I love pigs.
You know, elephants do that as well. Elephants use mud as like, I think they do anyway as a form of protection.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get a fucking elephant in the UK, am I? Fuck's sake. Be realistic.
You could do. I've met elephants when I was in Thailand and they generally horrified me at the very beginning. I could not feed them bananas because I was too scared. This was when I was younger, by the way. This is something that's been recent.
No, they terrify me. They're fucking huge. Like, fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, if you saw one of them charging at you in the jungle, oh my word, I'd be like, you know, just take me. Take me.
Take me back to London. Oh my God. I knew I had to share something. I've been bit by my dog for the second time.
Who's this, Bud?
Yes, fully attacked bit.
I said he was vicious.
Yes, right. Anyway, the last time he actually drew blood, I would like to clarify, my dog's not vicious, actually.
He growls at me every single time I go there.
No, he can't breathe. Anyway.
Yeah.
The first time I can't remember, but I was definitely, I think I was hitting my mum, playfully, and then he saw me being aggressive and thought, fuck this, and then bit me. Last night, I was laying on my mum's bed talking about something, and then my brother came and smacked me. So then I got up, right?
As you do.
And bolted for him, right? Obviously, because I thought, you better watch out, like I'm coming for you. Like, you don't fucking slap me. I'm at the bottom step. The fucking dog is at the bottom step, just fucking jumps up, fucking latches onto my arm, as I fucking shake this dog off. Right. Luckily, I've only got the bruise isn't fully out yet, but I've got one bruise where one tooth was. And on the other side, you can see where his teeth dragged down my arm.
Wow.
Didn't draw blood this time, though, so proud of him on that score. But
I'm surprised that he actually had the energy to do that.
And my mum said, you should be proud of him. I was like, be proud. She was like, yeah, because like you're defending your brother. Not me. I mean, slap me first. Also, I'm no longer dying from a cough anymore. Didn't die. I phoned the doctor.
Oh, yeah. I have noticed that you haven't been coughing recently.
So almost the moment I right got me, she was like, you need to phone the doctor, like there could be anything wrong with your chest. And I was like, okay, I'll finally do it. Phone the doctor, got a call back in the middle of work, which is just awkward anyway, because then I have to go out of the room because you're not phone on you. So then I'm on the phone and I'm like, yeah. So he's like, you had a cough for 3 weeks. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm relying on my inhalers. Mori went, okay, so I'll prescribe you inhaler. That was literally the conversation. I was like, okay. Wow. I was like, yeah, I didn't need that. I just needed you to actually look at my chest.
Do you know how much an inhaler costs in the US?
No.
Guess how much an inhaler costs in the US?
60 quid.
And this, between $250 to $350 for an inhaler.
Well, luckily for me, I'd be fine because I don't take my inhalers anyway. Ha! Yes, bestie. See, you know. Also, anyone who had childhood asthma, right? I was told by my asthma nurse that there's no such thing as childhood asthma anymore. Like, if you have asthma as a child, you have it your entire life. You just learn to cope with it. Yeah. So, if you had childhood asthma, you've got asthma actually. So, if that helps you out in work and you need some time off, you have asthma.
Yeah. The thing is, these inhalers, they only last about a month. So you'd be paying $250 to $300 per month.
Yeah, but then you get your insurance on that, don't you, Sam?
Still, they have to pay for it and things. I was also surprised at the holiday situation in the US is much different from the UK. It's like, it's so difficult to get holidays.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you could work a full year in the US and only get 5 paid holidays. Whereas in the UK, well, in my company anyway, I get 25 days worth of holidays, and I can apply for more holidays if I wanted to. But I've never done it because I've got plenty.
Well, I'd be dead in America. Actually, no, I wouldn't. I'd be fine. But anyone else would be dead. Love that. Iconic!
But anyway, I think it's our time to wrap it up for this week.
I want to go and enjoy the sun and make bucket hats for Leeds.
Tegan wants to attempt to get a tan. She's probably going to stay as white as a ghost and get sunburn.
Fuck you, but yeah, so true.
If you want to support the podcast, you can follow us on our social media links, which will be in the podcast bio and the episode bio. You can also support us by following our TikTok, which is at GTNALT underscore podcast.
Ellie's been on Mum's Facebook and got pictures of me with the kids, so there's going to be some absolute violations of my life. So, yeah, you want to be on there?
Yep, you want to be on there? Be on there or be square.
No, true.
Again, I'm still planning on taking down the Patreon, so ignore that. And yes, thank you everybody for listening. And we shall hopefully see you all next week.
Goodbye! Fuck you, everyone's eardrums for that.
Get lost, get your tan.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.